As far as neighbor confrontations, Pacholo's catching up on the Odyssey app and heard about the confrontation did you have with a neighbor. I had to share the story. I had just moved in with my then-girlfriend, future wife, and her mom and sister. It was just three women living together and their little yapper dogs, Yorkie and Poodle. Well, one day, me and my girlfriend come home to find the dogs dripping water all over the couches. We go further into the house to find a pool of water in the kitchen, centered around the dog door. Our backyard is soaked. Our windows are soaked. Our couches are soaked. Our second-story windows are soaked. And we're shocked. So we go confront our elderly neighbor, who we had problems with, and this 80-something-year-old man and his wife answer the door, and he admits to soaking our dogs with his garden hose because they wouldn't stop barking. When asked about soaking the rest of the house and spraying into the dog door so our interior is getting wet, he denied it. So I, fuming that this little man tries to intimidate these women, says, what would you do if I just sprayed your whole backyard like that? So he comes charging out of his door, shoving his finger in my chest, saying, you spray my backyard, you son of a bee, and I'll knock you on your ass. This man is 80, 5'9", 120 pounds. I'm 6'2", and weigh 180 at 24. I look down at his finger poking, Emmett in his chest, and look back at him, and he backed up into his home pretty fast. He's lucky he didn't give his wife a life insurance settlement. Love the show, guys. Keep doing what you're doing and stay beautiful. That from Brandon.
Ah, neighbors.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We pick from one of two categories, and you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Do we get one?
No.
Okay.
No, they called, and then they hung up.
What do you want to go with here? The U.S. cities that rats love the most, or would you rather go with the states that spend the most money on fast food?
I'm thinking rats. Ted, I know you're thinking fast food.
I am.
I know. Let's just go fast food.
Fast food it is. Okay.
And we're going states, right?
Yes, they say to identify the states that spend the most and least on fast food, WalletHub analyzed the price of hamburgers, pizza, and chicken sandwiches across the 50 states. They summed up the individual cost of the components and adjusted the resulting figure to the median monthly income in each state, then used those results to rank order and their sample. So basically they're saying stuff like the cost of fast food as a share of median monthly household income.
All right.
So most of these states are not exactly on the poor end, but a lot of them are.
Mississippi.
Mississippi's number one.
Had it on
they
my list.
They spend the most money on fast food in the United States, which is odd.
Because their food is so good.
It's not bad. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Mississippi, well, we were on the Gulf part of Mississippi, so we had a lot of their seafood. You don't need fast food if it's that good, but.
Oh, I won the best Big Macs of my life at the McDonald's in Biloxi after the Super Bowl.
What do you think made it better?
I don't know. I don't know if it was because we just won the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
They just made it fresh. God, it was good, though.
Yeah?
Went to McDonald's.
I would guess Alabama.
Alabama, number six.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and throw Arkansas in there.
Number two.
Damn, Mississippi and Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. I think part of it, too, is just cost.
For sure.
I know in Seattle it's tough because everything's expensive here, including fast food. But for a lot of these states, when I bring up SEC stuff, they're poor states as well.
Yeah.
So I think cost-wise, people just go fast food.
You think Louisiana's in there?
Yeah.
Number three.
Damn. All right. So you got Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana. Those we just kind of knew because that's where they always end up.
I mean, we might as well throw Georgia in there, right? It's down there.
Yeah, Georgia.
Would you believe that Georgia is not in the top 20?
Really?
That makes a little more sense because of Atlanta.
And Savannah.
Yeah, there's like people go to restaurants.
Do we throw West Virginia in there?
I think so.
They're always on these lists.
Number five.
Thanks, Mike.
I feel like where there's Mississippi, there's West Virginia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have family members, somebody on the show that lives in one of these states. Actually, two.
That it's Texas,
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Number four.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's just the fast food wonderland, man. You go through somewhere like Albuquerque, not so much Santa Fe, but in my limited experience in Albuquerque, they got some barbecue joints. They got their Tex-Mex going on, but everything else is pretty much like every chain you've ever heard of.
Okay. One strike against you, and you got the top six. That would be Alabama, West Virginia, New Mexico, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi.
Are we still in that same general area?
No, actually, no. It spreads out after this.
All right.
Yeah, you're moving on.
How about, you think like Michigan or Wisconsin, one of those states?
See, I was still kind of going to more flyover states like Nebraska or Iowa or something like that.
Yeah,
that's not a bad call.
You might be right, though. Because you need civilization to have these.
Well, I was thinking
but
about
it's relative, right? So even if it's Wyoming, it's like, look, if 50% of the 10 people that live there go fast food, yeah, let's go. You think Michigan or Wisconsin?
I like Wisconsin. I feel like they're not going to have a whole lot of local.
Let's go try Wisconsin.
Not in the top 20.
Ah!
Got to remember, man, fast food is very popular in areas that don't have high concentrations of population. They don't have major cities.
Right.
North Dakota?
So that could be like Idaho, North Dakota.
Dakota, Wyoming, Montana.
North Dakota, not on the list.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We are bad at this.
What about Nebraska?
Nebraska. Number 17.
Oh. What about Mike's other idea? Iowa.
Iowa. Not in the top 20.
All right, we need to focus in.
We need to lock in here, boy.
What about a place like Maryland?
Not in the top 20.
Really? Jeez.
One's pretty close to us.
Oregon.
A couple states away. No.
Jesus.
Montana.
That's number 7.
I wonder what their variety is there. McDonald's, Montana? Burger King, Wendy's, are we done? I mean, do they have Checkers? Do they have Sonic?
They have Even the little town I go to has a Taco Bell and a McDonald's.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Taco Bell, right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's see here. One is kind of what they would call Appalachia, for sure.
We already
One is a flyover state, and one is just absolutely its own animal altogether.
Kentucky?
Kentucky is number 8.
All right.
That's Appalachia.
One of the flyover states.
I actually just met a lovely couple from here over the weekend.
Got Wyoming. You got...
Go south.
Yeah, I'm thinking. South, would it be Nebraska thing?
I tried Nebraska.
How about Missouri? 17.
Missouri.
Missouri is number 20.
All right. All right.
Kansas. Sons of bitches.
You're close, but it's not on the list.
What about like Utah? Nah, that's not a flyover, is it?
They're just too healthy.
Yeah.
Right. What's south of the
Plus,
Dakota?
Man, you know how hard it is to feed 8 at a fast food restaurant?
Right, gets expensive.
I mean, you got 3 wives, man. They're all ordering something.
They all want salad. Close to Nebraska.
One is just a freak show.
Florida.
Florida, number 10. And you guys are just missing
Oklahoma.
At number 9. Man, so here you go. States that spend the most on fast food. Number 10 would be Florida, followed by Oklahoma at 9, Kentucky at 8. Montana is at 7, 6 is Alabama. West Virginia, 5. New Mexico, 4. 3, Louisiana, 2, Arkansas. And number 1 is Mississippi, which shows up number 1 a lot.
I will say, having just spent a week in Florida, how do I put this? Yeah. So this year we went to the Aquatica Water Park. Across the street from SeaWorld. Last year, we went to Universal Water Park. Now, Universal Water Park, I could not believe the body types I was seeing. I'm going to tell you right now, Aquatica, the people I saw, nobody feels bad about the body, even if they should. Jesus Christ. They made Universal Water Park look like the Victoria's Secret runway models, man. I was trying to explain to Miles some of the things I saw. There's just not words for it.
Jesus.
You just have to see it. But I'm going to say fast food has a lot to do with it.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.